Conceptual Voice Incorporated presents Fundamentals of Your Feminine Voice 2, Resonance. Recorded at Vocalize Music Studios, Denver, Colorado. Copyright 2006.
We're back! We missed you.
We did indeed.
It's nice to have you again.
Yes, or at least talk to you.
As you know, on our first recording of this series, we emphasized finding your correct pitch using feminine articulation, phrasing, and pacing. Having this foundation sets the stage for this next level of your training. In this recording, Feminine Resonance, we'll focus almost exclusively on resonance.
Kathy, let's recap what resonance is and make sure we're all on the same page here.
Oh, Lynn, details, details.
Come on. Remember, resonance literally means to sound again or to resound.
For example, think about the last time you sang in the shower. Recall the sound you enjoyed.
Singing in the rain. Oh, sing. Oh, Kathy, don't you just love Gene Kelly?
Singers.
Sing it. You do sing in the shower, don't you? Everybody does.
In your body, the vocal cords vibrate to create the initial sound, then reverberation occurs when that sound bounces off the walls of your throat, mouth, and tongue.
Yeah, just like the shower tiles, the songs you sing, whatever key you might be in, bounce off the tiles. Singing off the tiles, I'm
can't
singing
live with
off
can't
the tiles.
Can't live without them, but you've got to love them.
I hope so.
Our intention here is for you to understand the difference between the larger concept of resonance and the actual sense in your body, the internal sense of resonance you can learn to feel.
The problem is, as you probably observed or experienced from the first recording, you can speak in a feminine and female pitch range but still have a male-sounding voice. There's a lot more to it. Achieving a passable feminine voice is more than just pitch.
Size matters.
Oh my God, you thought those days were over, didn't you? Kathy, explain yourself.
Think about a saxophone versus a flute, a tuba versus a piccolo. The size of the instrument determines the timbre of the sound. There are deeper overtones, speaking scientifically, in the larger instruments. We're going to call these deep, resonant overtones, which are more characteristic of a male sound, like the tuba or saxophone. I'm singing in the rain.
Non-singers.
What we'll term the feminine ring is like the resonance of a flute or a piccolo.
Ooh, ooh.
Listen again. Listen carefully.
First, deep resonant overtones.
I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious
Are you serious?
Feeling.
Ooh, I'm happy again.
The sky's up above.
Sing. Oh, wait, Kathy, it's rolling. We better keep going.
This is a lot to think about.
And a lot to absorb. We'll come back to resonance in just a bit.
But first, let's talk about how loudness figures into your voice.
Many TS and TG women use a soft, breathy falsetto voice to try to sound feminine. A soft voice limits you. You have trouble being heard in noisy places like restaurants or when you're talking on your cell at parties.
Loudness, or amplitude, is one of the elements will help you develop, so it becomes a part of your feminine voice, not just an imitation feminine voice, but your genuine feminine voice that's connected to the genuine feminine you.
Often, people default to a soft, breathy voice.
That's right, and all that sounds like is a man talking in a soft, breathy voice, and our goal is to help you achieve a strong feminine voice.
Loudness and pitch are very closely related. When you need to project your voice, when commanding attention, when fending off intruders or unwanted advances, there's a tendency to go into your low-pitched, heavy, deep, masculine voice.
And we're here to help you develop the flexibility and skill to communicate exactly what you need in every circumstance without having to resort to your deeper voice.
And the good news is, once you master the resonance techniques, you'll automatically develop a richer, louder, more powerful voice and still sound feminine.
You know, Lynn, and that reminds me of something I've been thinking about recently. Mother tongue, a concept about how we learn our native language, our cultural and societal belongings, or our place.
As GGs, Kathy and I had the privilege of speaking the language of girl, then woman, without limitations or judgments. The larger society accepted us doing this. In fact, it was expected of us.
Exactly. But you, as a TS or TG woman, have done this behind closed doors and didn't have permission from society, nor did you have the feedback about how you sounded.
Let us help you develop your genuine feminine voice.
You are your voice. You are experiencing femininity. As you are becoming feminine, as you're revealing the true part of yourself in the world, your true voice is emerging. Part of your work, the discipline of developing your feminine voice, is catching yourself when that male sound comes through, when you're using those deep, resonant overtones.
You're forgetting who you are.
Lynn, I can't take you
Number
anywhere.
Number one, where are we going next? Number one, tell me right now.
Oh, would you be quiet, for God's sakes? Warming up your voice is not a luxury, but a necessity in developing the voice you really want.
As a singer, a warm-up helps me focus on my voice and what I can do with my voice before I actually work on the techniques of singing well. It's like warming up a car or stretching before physical exercise.
The reason we warm up is to coordinate our minds, our airflow, with our voice.
And it's not just a matter of going through the motions. It's a process of collecting yourself, your thoughts, your relationship between your voice and your body, and how you're creating change in your voice. You're in training, and warming up helps you get into a disciplined state of mind and body.
What you think and how you move is going to determine what you achieve. So many people have told me that retraining their voices is the toughest thing they've had to do in their transition. A couple of ladies have mentioned that it's like learning a foreign language, where focus, discipline, and practice determine how fluent they became.
Don't forget, you're making profound changes in how you use your voice.
In my professional experience, it takes about 6 months to a year to achieve the feminine voice you want, and sometimes even longer. It depends on you and your voice. Our first recording in this series, Fundamentals of Your Feminine Voice, provides a great foundation, and we encourage you to go to it and listen and practice regularly.
Okay, so let's get started on the warm-up portion of your training. And remember, the more you give to your warm-ups, the more progress you'll make.
Let's begin with tuning your pitch. Be sure to have your frequency tuner handy. The model we love that we mentioned in the first recording is no longer being manufactured.
What a bummer.
The important issue is that you buy a frequency tuner that will show you the octaves as well as the musical note. For this recording, we've included a chart that converts the musical note to hertz. For example, A3 is 220 hertz.
Now don't get nervous. You don't have to have any conservatory training or experience to do this.
The chart simply helps you think in numbers. It's easier to know where you are in this sea of pitches.
If you have a raft, anyway.
Exactly. Let me introduce Tricia. She's going to help with many of the exercises on this recording.
Hello, and thank you for asking me to help.
Sure. Tricia will help you with tuning. As in our first recording, this exercise will tune your pitch to A3. Listen first. Now, Tricia will help by saying the he sound on that pitch 5 times. And ready?
He.
And again.
He.
And again.
He.
And again.
He.
Last time.
He.
Okay, same exercise. Hear the pitch first. You'll say the sound ha with Tricia 5 times. Ready?
Ha.
And again.
Ha.
And again.
Ha.
And again.
Ha.
Last one.
Ha.
Same exercise. First hear the pitch. And you'll say the sound who with Tricia 5 times. Ready?
Who.
And again.
Who.
And again.
Who.
And again.
Who.
Last one.
Who.
Are you checking your frequency tuner? It's important to note that the A3, or 220 hertz, is an approximate pitch. If you're slightly above or below this pitch, it's fine.
This time, tune on your own. Without the piano cue, see if you can remember the pitch. See what pitch you're hitting on your own. Where are you in relation to the A3? Are you too far above? Maybe too far below?
All right. On the sound he, ready? And again. Once more. What pitch did you hit? Let's continue. Now the sound ha on your own. Ready? And again. And once more.
Great. Now, let's change it to a who sound. Ready? And again. Once more. Remember, this tuning exercise really helps you develop and maintain your auditory and kinesthetic sense of pitch.
You need to know, hear, and feel the pitch. You won't always have your frequency tuner handy. In fact, you really shouldn't depend on it.
Is that a frequency tuner in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
Oh, then don't stop.
All right, I will.
Here's another set of vocal warm-ups. Tricia and Kathy will take you through these half-note slides. We'll ascend from F3 to B3, or 175 hertz, up to 247 hertz.
Many untrained male voices break or crack at about the G3. Or A3. If you experience this break, don't worry about it. Try to keep your voice steady. Don't force, don't strain. Simply go with the vocal exercise. Use good airflow, and with time, the break will be less of an issue. And remember, we're available through email or phone to answer any questions you might have. Okay, let's begin the exercise. First, listen to Tricia as she takes you through some of these notes. Ready?
He, he, he.
You'll get the idea. Now, we're going to go through the entire range from F3 on your frequency tuner to B3 on your frequency tuner for the sound he. And ready? Relax your shoulders. And let's go down. Ready? Remember to breathe. Relax your shoulders. Now we're going to switch to the sound ha. Same exercise, sliding up, then sliding down. With Tricia on ha, and ready?
Ha, 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 ha.
Good, and now slide down, and ready?
Ha.
Remember to breathe.
Ah, 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 ah.
And be aware of your posture. If you're sitting when you practice, sit tall on your butt bones. If you're standing when you practice, make sure you stand tall and keep your chin neutral. Now we'll continue with the same exercise for the sound who. Tricia will continue to help us. Ready? Slide up on who. And
who, 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 who.
And slide down and ready.
Who, 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 who.
These half-step slides help to shift your register upward to a higher, more feminine tessitura.
Is that a tessitura in your pocket, or are you just happy to hear me?
We have a few more warm-up exercises.
Let's focus on breathing. First, we'll hiss on s for a five-count exercise, and Kathy will count. Ready?
One, two, three, four, five.
Remember to keep your jaw slack and your shoulders soft or down. Remember to pull your belly in as you make the sound. Again, ready?
One, two, three, four, five.
And again, ready?
One, two, three, four, five. Now, with SH, feel your belly pull in as you make the sound. We'll sustain the sound for a five count. Lynn will count this time. And ready?
One, two, three, four, five.
And again?
One, two, three, four, five.
And one more time.
One, two, three, four, five.
Now let's begin vocalizing. Tricia, as always, will help us again. We'll do some chromatic scales. Listen first. Okay, so you get the idea. We're going to go, as always, from the F3 to the B3, and feel free to watch your frequency tuner if you'd like. And ready on the sound he. And
he.
Remember to breathe.
He.
Relax your shoulders.
He.
Excellent. And same exercise. The sound is ha. And ready?
Ha.
remember to open your mouth. Feel the air as it flows. Relax your shoulders. And same thing on the sound who. And ready? Feel the air as it flows. Keep your jaw relaxed. Be aware of your posture. If you're standing when you practice, stand tall, keep your knees relaxed. And if you're sitting when you practice, sit tall and make sure you keep your head neutral. Now we'll continue with the same pattern, but we'll start on the B3 and we'll go downward. Listen first. So we're going to start on the B3 and we're going to end on the F3, and feel free to watch your frequency tuner if you'd like to. With Tricia on he, and ready?
He. He.
Remember to breathe. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Same exercise on the sound ha, and ready? Keep your mouth open, relaxed. Remember to breathe. Keep your shoulders relaxed. Same thing for who. And ready? Breathe easy. Keep your shoulders relaxed. The singing in the shower episode earlier in this recording, Lynn being all nutsy and silly and everything.
I was on a tile tangent, singing in the rain or the shower, whatever it was.
Listen to that nice feminine ring.
Singing in the rain. And now I'm going to bring my speaking voice into it a little bit so you can hear how I focus on resonance.
Keep listening.
Oh boy, that means I get to keep talking. I love the sound of my voice. I could just keep talking all day, you know.
There's a brighter tone.
Have you heard about the trip I'm going to take to France, Kathy?
There's a lightness to her voice.
It's been almost 10 years since I've been there.
She's not using a throaty, deep voice at all.
When I use this voice, I think about keeping a ringing, buzzing feeling in the front of my face.
Did you hear the difference when Lynn was demonstrating the feminine ring compared to the voice she's using now, her regular Lynn voice?
The brightness and lightness shifted because as a GG, I'm already built that way.
Remember, size matters.
Not that again, Kathy.
Don't start that again. There's a larger throat space in most genetic males, and therefore you'll need to use a lighter, brighter sound.
There are two resonance concepts and techniques.
Size and direction.
In the case of size, we mean throat size, which gives you those deep, resonant overtones. And direction, if you can imagine singing
or putting the sound produced in the front of your face, which is referred to as placement. In fact, singing is a great way to explore and develop some vocal placement techniques. Now, some exercises to show you exactly how to shift from the deep, resonant overtones to your feminine ring and optimize vocal placement.
First, we'll tune your resonators. Tricia will be helping us again.
Hello.
Hi, Tricia. Let's begin with the vocal placement technique. Tricia and Kathy will sustain pitches on an A3 for the sounds M as in Mary, N as in nutcase.
No, Lynn.
Oh.
N as in Nancy, please.
Okay, and Z as in xenophobe.
No. No. Well, you get with it. No, Z as in zebra.
Oh, what a zoo.
Oh, Lynn. Okay. God.
Let's begin. Tricia, can you grab that A3 out of the air, do you think?
Sure.
On M and ready.
Excellent. And again? Once more. And once more.
And keep listening. My turn. And.
Now Tricia and Kathy will alternate. We'll start with Tricia. Could you identify who you were listening to? Now try it on your own. Begin with Mary, the M sound, 5 times on the pitch A3. Ready? Again? And? Last time?
Be sure to feel or imagine a feeling or sensation of buzzing in your cheekbones, your eyeballs, your forehead. These are all sensory images for focal placement.
Now it's your turn again for N as in Nancy, 5 times on the pitch A3. Ready? Again? Again. Okay. Last time.
Also, be aware of your airflow.
Now, on your own, use the z as in zebra 5 times again on the pitch A3. Ready? Again. Last time.
We'll shift from vocal placement to throat size adjustment. We need to create a smaller resonating chamber, but there are some inherent challenges with this.
There's a tendency to squeeze, to over-tighten your throat muscles, which makes this kind of a sound, which sounds a bit like Pee Wee Herman or Kermit the Frog. The challenge is to make the throat size smaller without constricting your voice.
As a voice therapist for 20 years, I've seen many voice disorders and often problems of muscle tension accompanying these disorders. It's very, very easy to go down the wrong path in this arena of vocal resonance. We absolutely insist that you not strain or force your voice when you practice these exercises. You need to watch for soreness and hoarseness and voice fatigue. And if these crop up, rest your voice. Otherwise, we're going to hunt you down.
Kathy, you can't threaten these people.
Oh, yes, I can. In fact, Lynn, it's essential that they establish good voice technique and not mess up their voices in the process.
You know, that's true, Kathy. Everything we're doing is creating change and protecting your voice at the same time.
We're like your vocal fairy godmothers, yeah.
Hi, Glinda, the good witch of the glottis.
Oh, Lynn, I love you. Let's begin with the throat adjustment techniques. First, a little experiential exercise. Place your fingers lightly on the front of your throat, on your larynx. Don't push. Now swallow. Notice the upward lift of your larynx at the beginning of the swallow. Now, swallow again.
Now, to lower your larynx, keep your fingers on your larynx and yawn. Notice what happens. There's a downward movement. Now, without swallowing or yawning, pull your larynx up and down. Up and down.
Imagery is a very powerful learning tool. Now imagine the same upward lift as you say the sound E. Listen to the pitch first. Ready and E. And again. Your turn again. Last one. Keep your fingers on your larynx. Think up and say E again. Listen to the pitch. Your turn on E and again.
Another great strategy is to listen to your voice. Are you pinching? Do you sound like Pee-wee or Kermit?
Continuing on, using the upward larynx or lifted larynx sensation and forward placement, with Tricia, say the word neat. Ready?
Neat.
Now we'll go through a list of words, saying them each 5 times with Tricia. The first word is feet. Ready?
Feet. Feet. Feet.
And again.
Feet.
One more.
Feet.
Make sure you feel your belly pull in and get that lifted larynx feeling. The next word is wish.
Wish. Wish. Wish. Wish.
One more.
Wish.
The word is wheat.
Wheat. Wheat. Wheat. Wheat. Wheat.
Make sure you have that upward larynx feeling and you feel your air flowing. The word is bit.
Bit. Bit. Bit. Bit. Bit.
The next word is beats.
Beats. Beats. Beat. Beat. Beat.
Good. And the last word is sit.
Sit. Sit. Sit. Sit. Sit.
So make sure that as you were saying those, you feel that upward larynx sensation.
My upward larynx sensation is gag reflex because I can't stand beets, by the way.
I love beets. Oh, borscht, the whole
thing's good. Oh, my gosh. I've never ever... Oh. Anyway, feel the air flowing and listen to the sound of your voice.
Did you feel the air and hear the sound getting lighter? Less deep, less throaty. Did you feel the sound in the front of your face? Now, you may be confused and uncertain at this point whether you're producing the sound we're after, but just remember, work the technique and the sound will follow.
Also remember to keep your fingers lightly on your larynx as you speak. It's a great feedback tool.
And as always, remember to feel the air as it flows. Pull your belly in. All right, continuing on again with Tricia. Some more words. We'll say each word 5 times. You'll say it with Tricia. The first word is den. And ready?
Den. 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 Den.
Nice job. The word is net.
Net. Net. Net. Net. Net.
The word is yet.
Yet. Yet. Yet. Yet. Yet.
Good. Very nice. Make sure you feel your belly pull in. Make sure you have that upward larynx sensation. The word is band.
Band. Band. Band. Band. Band.
The word is less.
Less. Less. Less. Less. Less.
And our last word is last. And ready?
Last. 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 Last.
Excellent job, Tricia. Very nice.
Remember, the image is simple. You're lifting upward as you speak. Now, come up with a few of your own words or phrases that you might use in a typical day and practice them.
Now we're going to shift the exercise. We're going to sing a word, then speak the same word to practice the forward placement and the throat adjustment techniques. Tricia will demonstrate with the word mice. Here's the pitch first. Ready, Tricia?
Mice.
Now speak it.
Mice.
Listen to the light ring she's using when she speaks the word.
Now, this time with Tricia, you'll sing the word, then speak the word, or each pair, 5 times. Ready? Sing it. The word is mouse.
Mouse.
Now speak it.
Mouse.
And again, sing it.
Mouse.
Speak it.
Mouse.
Good. Keep going like that.
Mouse. Mouse.
And again.
Mouse. Mouse.
Uh-huh. One more.
Mouse. Mouse.
Good. Same exact technique. Same exercise. The word is match. Sing it.
Match. Match.
And again.
Match. Match.
And again.
Match. Match.
2 more to go.
Match. Match.
1 more.
Match. Match.
The next word is might. Sing it.
Might. 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 Might.
Last time.
Might. Might.
Good. Excellent. Very nice, Tricia.
Be sure to feel your air flowing as you both sing and speak each word. Really sense them, feel them as you go through the comparison.
Good. All right. Continuing on. Now, the same exercise, but we're going to switch to the sound N as in Nancy. And again, Tricia was going to practice with us. Now, first the pitch. Sing the word, then speak the word, and the word is noise. Ready?
Noise. Noise.
And again.
Noise. 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 Noise.
Last one.
Noise. Noise.
The next word is now. Same exercise. And ready?
Now. 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 Now.
Good. Keep going.
Now. Now.
Last one.
Now. Now.
The next word is nice. And ready?
Nice, 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 nice.
Last one.
Nice, nice.
Very nice, Tricia. Now, this time without Tricia. On your own, the word is night. And again. And again. And again. Once more. That's right, so remember you're singing it and then you're speaking it 5 times each. The word is neat. And ready? And again. And again. Last time. The word is niece. And ready? And again. And again. Last time.
As you're doing this, be sure to be aware of the feeling of buzz in your face, which is really a vibration. We call it a buzz. It's a vibration. You'll feel that buzz or vibration in your cheekbones, actually in your eyeballs. If that sounds odd, it's really true.
Talk from your eyeballs?
Yeah, and also the eyebrows, which is a really good focal point, as well as your forehead.
Continuing on with the zzz sound, as in the word zebra. You'll sing it. Then you'll speak the word 5 times each. The word is zap. And ready? And again. And again. And again. Last time. The word is zip. And ready? And again. And again. And again. Last one. And the next word is zoom. And ready? And again. And again. And again. Last time.
It's very important to be sure that you're not over practicing.
That's right. Watch for hoarseness, soreness, or vocal fatigue. The most difficult aspect of training your voice, or any motor skill for that matter, is the transfer. Being able to shift from the structured exercises we've just been doing to the spontaneity of conversational speaking. What you practice is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
If you only practice words, you'll only be good at words.
I don't sing scales just to sing scales well. My goal is to sing a song well and perform well. In fact, to perform a series of songs that make up my concert repertoire.
That's right. And your goal in training your feminine voice is to basically perform, in a sense, a concert of conversations, making the leap from words to phrases to spontaneous conversation.
And in this sense, mental intention is key to transfer. For example, I want my students to understand the mastery of concentration as part of our work. It's like I'm being objective and subjective at the same time. I can both step outside of myself and observe what I'm doing, and simultaneously stay inside myself in order to hear and feel and sense what's going on.
Whoa, you are talented.
Multiplaner.
It's all about how to apply these voice techniques and mental focus to using your best voice every time you speak. The next series of exercises are resonance transfer techniques. We'll show you exactly how to make the leap.
Now for phrases. Tricia will help us for a few minutes again, and then you'll work on your own. Feel free to use your frequency tuner if you'd like, or simply feel and hear your voice.
Say each phrase three times with Tricia. The first phrase is, she means well. Ready?
She means well.
And again?
She means well.
And again?
She means well.
Very nice. The next phrase is, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
The phrase is, you must be joking.
You must be joking. You must be joking. You must be joking.
Okay, we'll continue on with a few more phrases, this time on your own. Each phrase three times. The phrase is, he didn't recognize me. One more. The phrase is, she paid too much for those shoes. Last one. The phrase is, Nancy suggested we try it again. Last time. The phrase is, there's a long list of things to do. Last one. The phrase is, she was roaming around the room. Last one. The phrase is, this cod tastes like crap.
Kathy, don't start that again. That cod smells like crap now. That, it smells. It stinks. It's beyond the taste factor.
That cod smells like crap.
Go ahead. Ready, everybody? And? Just kidding. You must be the fairy cod mother. We don't even live near water.
No, we don't. This is Denver. Continuing on. Say each phrase three times. He talked while I watched TV. Last one. The phrase is, Sally banged her car into a taxi. And again. Last one.
And here comes the siren.
The phrase is, please remember to get the papers signed.
Or your insurance will go up. Sorry.
All right, let's go back. The phrase is, please remember to get the papers signed. And again. Last one. The phrase is, late at night, the chilly air worked its way into our bones. And again. And one more. The phrase is, don't walk in the snow without boots. And again. Last one.
That reminds me of the Robert Frost poem, Stopping by Woods on a snowy evening.
I love that poem. I use that a lot.
Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm. So let's do it. Repeat after me. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. But I have promises to keep. And miles to go before I sleep.
At this point, it's time for extemporaneous speaking. Before we begin, let's take a moment and tune your resonators. Tricia will help us again. You'll hear the A3 pitch, and you'll be sustaining M, N, and Z. So here's the pitch. And we'll do it 3 times each. With Tricia. Ready? Again? Once more? Very nice. And now, ready? And again? Last time? And this time, zzz. Ready?
Zzz.
Again?
Zzz.
Once more?
Zzz.
As we spoke earlier, you must think about what you're saying and how you're saying it.
You may want to pause this recording as you give your answer and think about it. Some short topics you might consider include what would happen if you forgot to pay the electric bill? What would you do if you went out to your car and you had a flat tire? What if you didn't want to go to a party? What do you do about that? Or maybe how you would handle someone cutting in front of you in line at the supermarket or even on the highway.
So remember to think about the resonance, the feeling of lifting. Here are some more topics to consider. Describe in some detail the last movie or TV show you watched. Describe in detail the main character of a movie or a TV show that you like. Talk about one of the biggest challenges in your life right now.
Here's some other ideas. Tell someone today that you love the way she looks in her outfit. Be assertive with someone today whom you wouldn't normally speak up to. Maybe you could talk about a recent vacation or a trip you're going to take. How about calling an old friend or maybe a new friend and asking them to tell you something wonderful about their day?
To wrap up, first I want to say, Tricia, thank you so much for being the voice, the feminine voice for our CD. From our first CD, we got a lot of feedback that people liked listening to Lynn's voice and my voice, but they really wanted to hear someone who went through the process of actually feminizing their voice. So we needed a voice model, and you're a good one.
Well, thank you, Kathy and Lynn. This has been a wonderful journey. But I do want to tell everybody out there that with practice and a lot of consistent practice, it doesn't take a lot of work to get a wonderful feminine voice.
Excellent.
Thank you, Tricia.
Let's wrap up. As you now know, to achieve a passable feminine voice is more than just pitch. The resonance is a huge piece. And the techniques that we've worked through may potentially create a little vocal fatigue. So it's important to watch for that. Watch for hoarseness or soreness or tiredness, or if your voice is cracking or breaking. And now might be also a good time to review the voice care techniques and tips on CD number 1.
As you're practicing, pay attention to your posture, to your alignment, and be careful with your good tuned-in ears to notice the difference between resonance and nasality. You want to avoid the nasality. Also, when you think about loudness and how you're projecting, you do want to have some full body to your sound. You don't want to press it and pinch it and push it, but you want it to ring, and that will help it become louder.
And as we talked about before, in this series, we have one more CD coming. If you'd like to get a hold of either one of us, feel free to call us at our toll-free number 1-866-4-MY-VOICE. That's 1-866-469-8642.
Kathy's website is a great one to visit, www.exceptionalvoice.com. Lots of great insights, links, and information.
And you can reach Lynn through her website at lynnskinner.com. That's LynnSkinner.com. And also, Lynn has a new program, Singing for the Feminine Ring, which you can also find information on her website.
Kathy presents at conferences nationally, and her audience and our audience is growing internationally. So look forward to opportunities to see one or both of us at upcoming conferences in the coming years.
See you later.
Bye, and remember, size matters.